Are you still unwrapping gifts? I hope so. I hope you got what you wanted. Moms, I'm sure you did because you probably bought it, wrapped it, and put it under the tree. You know it's true. I hope you are in that place where you aren't really sure what day it is, you're still in PJs, and you may need to wash your hair. Those days are the best. We are still unwrapping gifts here at LifeWord, but really, we unwrap gifts every single day. You see, God is a giver of good gifts. One of the most memorized verses of Scripture, John 3:16, tells us God loved us so much, He gave. Because God gave the precious gift of His Son Jesus, we can open new life, grace, peace, joy, wonder, and hope each and every day. That's my focus this month at lifeword.org. Today, we're unwrapping the gift of Emmanuel, Matthew 1:23. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. The beautiful gift is God with us. God came to us through Jesus. Heaven came down to earth and made a way for us. What a gift. God is no longer far away. He is with me. I gave my life to Jesus when I was 8 years old. I honestly don't remember what it was like to not have Jesus with me. I'm so thankful for that gift of His grace. As I've grown up over the years, I lean into His presence more and more. Just as God walked with Adam and Eve in the garden, God walks with me. Just as God was with Abraham when he didn't know where he was going, God leads me. Just as God was with Joseph through abandonment and slavery all the way to the throne, God has been with me through every valley and mountaintop. I could go on and on. I don't take one breath without feeling God's presence in my life. He has carried me through every season, and I know He will carry me through to the end. With each way He meets me with His loving grace, I know Him and feel Him with me even more. Think about this. There is not one struggle, pain, temptation, or emotion that Jesus did not walk through. Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Jesus knows our every weakness and struggle. He is with us through it. And if you're hurting today, if your heart is broken and full of sorrow, He knows that too. Isaiah 53:3. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, He was despised, and we held Him in low esteem. This is the gift. Jesus knows your pain, and He doesn't run from it. He sits right beside you in it, and He walks with you through it as you trust Him with it. That's the truth. That's Emmanuel, God with us. And because He is, I don't have to ever be afraid. He is with me now, and He will be with me for all eternity. That's a gift and a promise. I'm Lori Klein.